Hello, my feminist friends, and welcome back to Coffee with Katie, your podcast all about feminism and astrology. On today's episode, I am going to be giving you guys drunk Mercury retrograde tips, and I'm so excited to give these to you and talk about it. Basically, I'm doing a list of do's and don'ts for when you're drunk during Mercury retrograde. So grab a cup of coffee, put on some fuzzy socks, and join me. So first off, let's talk about what Mercury in retrograde means. Mercury entering retrograde is when the motion of the planet appears, when observed from Earth, to reverse direction. So it almost looks like Mercury is spinning backwards. And this happens due to an optical illusion caused by differences in orbit. And in the realm of astrology, retrograde usually has negative connotations as far as what that means for the planets. Now, Mercury retrograde, I believe, ends on December 6th. So when you're hearing this podcast, we'll be towards the end of retrograde. However, Mercury retrograde does happen somewhat often. So I figured these tips would be useful in your future, but also I thought it would be a little bit fun to do the drunk Mercury retrograde tips, just because, you know, when you're drunk, you're a little out of control, and I thought it would be silly and fun. So I got these tips from a Twitter account called Milkstrology. I love her. You should go follow her. She also has a YouTube where she talks about all things astrology. So again, that's at Milkstrology. So let's get started with the do's and don'ts of drunk Mercury retrograde tips. Do: read books and take time to focus on yourself. Complete old tasks and hobbies you've started months ago and perhaps forgot about. Make sure your Apple products are all insured and connected to the Find My iPhone app in case you lose your phone. Don't jump back into toxic relationships with people who pop up from your past randomly and try to convince you otherwise. Put off updating your software even though the notifications on your phone are annoying. 2 minutes is better wasted than the cost of buying a new phone. Do: think before you speak and then reevaluate it again and again, maybe even write it out if it's a pressing matter, and share it with several friends before giving it to the actual person it's meant for. Trust me, this could prevent permanent damage from taking place. Don't buy cars or expensive electronics without testing them, and if you absolutely need to do so, try to wait until Mercury retrograde ends to purchase electronics and to talk to people from your past, because they cannot be trusted during this time and the universe is watching and testing you. Do: journal. Write down thoughts, channel stifled energy or retrospective ideas into documentation that can be reviewed later and even used as a future guide or reference. The ideas produced now and mantras and answers you'll look for later. Listen to yourself. Lastly, not all people from your past are toxic, and not all technology will betray you during Mercury retrograde. However, remember, when rekindling old friendships, it's imperative during this time to remind yourself of how you felt and why there were separations in the first place. So let's talk about Mercury for a little bit now that I've given you the do's and don'ts of drunk Mercury retrograde. Mercury is your communication planet. It's how you talk to others. It's how the brain works. And then also, when Mercury's in retrograde, it seems to be one of those things where whatever can go wrong will go wrong, and I can guarantee it for you. So depending on what sign your Mercury is in, it determines how you communicate with others and how you think about things in your external world. Therefore, when it's in retrograde and it's going backwards, it can seem like your life is going backwards. The way you communicate with others isn't how you normally would. There tends to be more anxieties and more impulsiveness, of course, depending on your sign. Something that is very imperative to me during Mercury retrograde is that I become very anxious about my friendships, and I often think that I am annoying people in my life, or I often feel insecure about these friendships. My Mercury is in Aquarius, and that's very interesting to me because as a Pisces, I am deeply emotional and I'm one of the first people to, kind of run away from confrontation and things like that. However, when I do have a disagreement with someone in my life, I like to approach it right away because I'm so terrifyingly anxious about the issue that I need to talk about it right away and I need to get through it and I need to solve the problem, whether that be ending the friendship or furthering the friendship, I have to do it right away. And the reason this is so interesting to me is that I do have a lot of Aquarius suns in my life, and often when I'm communicating with them in this way, where I am trying to be upfront and apologize and put my anxiety out there, they aren't receptive to it. They often leave me on read and don't reply, or they're just kind of like, okay, in true Aquarius style, they're like, all right, whatever. And that's something that I do not understand. It's not anything that I can relate to because I want to talk about it, right? I want to get all of our emotions out on the table. And Aquarius, while often confused as a water sign, is actually an air sign, so they are not often that way. As a result, I end up becoming extremely anxious and usually not talking about the problem with my Aquarius friends and moving on without any kind of resolution. So when I found out my Mercury was in Aquarius, it's very interesting because I didn't think I communicated like that at all. But what that indicates to me is that my Aquarius friends probably have different Mercury signs. So a little food for thought. Go look up your Mercury sign and see how you communicate with others and how that could be interesting to you. All right, my feminist friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Drunk Mercury Retrograde Do's and Don'ts and learned a little bit more about Mercury and communication. And also, for the rest of this retrograde, please do not buy a new phone. And if that toxic ex-boyfriend comes back into your life, push him right on out the door. All right, this has been Coffee with Katie. I hope you enjoyed your coffee, and I hope you are comfy in your fuzzy socks, and I will see you next time.